Hey guys, it's Matt. Maybe they'll allow this one. We'll just make it seem like we're perusing a media or movies website and like a TMZ site. We'll mention Whoopi Goldberg's name a few times to throw off the bot. Oh boy. I think this one will load. I was surprised the last one didn't. Just sitting there talking in front of a microphone. That is banned, I guess. First Amendment now doesn't apply, so we're left with nothing. Anyway, talked many times over the years about how the reality works in a way where the people aren't in on it. All the minions at all the different levels, for the most part, 95%, 98% more are not in on it. They fulfill the role, they fulfill their minion role. You know, we talked about, everybody knows about compartmentalization and things like that. But it's more than that. Even sometimes I even believe at the film director level, they can fulfill the role of the master reality or the not nilk or whatever the dark thing here is that is out to corrupt human beings. They can do it, even a movie director or producer or writer, without even being in on it, where the message of the not nilk, the message of the reality itself, flows through the creative artist. And the entire, we know the this reality is here to degrade a human being. It has tremendous tools. You can grab the brass ring. It'll show you certain things you could use to benefit yourself. But overall, it is here to reduce a human being down. And we'll talk about that. I don't know if we'll get into it in this video, how, you know, basically what once seemed like a real world, no matter how quantumly real it was, it's constantly being reduced and driven down towards the digital, to the what they call the singularity, where it's almost like merging with the internet. Or one day they want reality itself to almost be indistinguishable from the internet. It's a merging. To me, that singularity is not like one moment where they're going to pop up and say, "We got it. This is the exact time the singularity occurred." I think it'll happen. And you'll just kind of wake up into it. It'll be happen over a long, long period of time. But you know, in terms of them confusing everything, the reality itself uses the minions to confuse everything, so people don't have a sense of who they are, where they came from. If you can hide that from somebody, you can hide somebody from themselves or discovering themselves. And this seems so trivial, but let's just look at this. I'll relate it back in a second. Why do people say hand shot first? I've got to get off the image or they're going to strike me or something. Why do people say hand shot first? And if you can't read any of this, I'll go through it. You don't need to read any of this at all. So this relates back to the Greedo bar scene. "I solo, blah, 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 blah," you know, and then he's got the gun under the, unstraps his leg gun. He's got the gun under the table. And the original 1977, he blows Greedo away. It's not Greedo from Risky Business. Blows him away. Greedo doesn't fire anything, just blows him away. And we're all happy he did it. So the title of this, though, is Why Do People Say Hand Shot First? Well, because in the movie he blows Greedo away and Greedo doesn't even get a he doesn't pull a trigger at all. Nothing happens. It's clear 100%. But this even this article here is questioning, why do people say that? Because that's what was clearly in the original movie and what millions and billions saw around the world for 25 years. I mean, that's why would you even be titling the blog this way? And obviously, the person that titled the blog, you know, why do people believe hand shot first? They're not in on anything. But it's like the reality, even in something as trivial as this, you'll see is evolving into something else. All of history needs to be a confusion, has to evolve into something else. So where is this going? Well, the standoff between Han Solo and Greedo first appeared in 1977. However, this talks about when Lucas started meddling with Star Wars in the release 20 years later, whatever it was, he started changing certain scenes digitally or with CGI. And one of the scenes he changed was he showed Greedo shooting first. It's not, I don't even think it's a good CGI. Greedo kind of shoots off, it kind of hits, if I remember correctly, hits the wall and then Han Solo pulls the trigger and kills Greedo. So Lucas meddled around and changed it. Okay. He would alter this scene and many others. Most changes Lucas made were more aesthetic, using CGI. He would try to make the worlds he had initially created more vibrant and active. No, that's not why it was done. However, while most people didn't seem to mind the small additions he made in the background of certain scenes, it was his decision to fundamentally change some of the scenes that upset fans. The standoff scene in particular would rile fans. Many would argue that the new addition, where Greedo shoots first and misses, was not an accurate depiction. Many would argue, see here, look at the way this is even put. The person that wrote this isn't in on it. The minions at all levels, even people you wouldn't consider minions, you know, it's much, much lower levels than Henry Kissinger, they all seem to shape the history confusion the way the master reality would want. Many would argue that the new edition, where Greedo shoots first and misses, was not an accurate depiction of what was supposed to actually happen. Well, the movie's crystal clear. 1977, there was no Greedo firing anything. What do you mean fans would argue? Why would you have to argue something that is crystal clear for 25 years? So Lucas would eventually, see what I'm saying? This is just adds confusion where there's no need to. Lucas would eventually alter the scene once again in an even later release with both characters shooting at the same time. So then it's changed again. See, now this seems incredibly trivial, guys, okay? Somebody coming upon this, most people are kind of following where I'm going with this. Somebody coming upon this going, this guy is analyzing how George Lucas made personal decisions to change a few scenes in Star Wars, and he's relating it back to how a master overhanging reality that is in some way alive uses its minions to confuse history so real human beings lose a sense of history, lose a sense of themselves. And he's, you know, maybe they changed the facts around the battles of Gettysburg, but he's actually relating this to like a Star Wars scene. Yes, I am. If you don't believe, if the people that have been here long enough will see where I'm, will kind of see where I'm going with this. If you're new, you'll go, what the hell? This guy's nuts. And it's not like the whole reality does it. The whole reality is out to confuse our history amongst many other things it tries to do to us constantly. But this is I read this and I'm like, I kind of said to myself, are you surprised how the reality is reacting or acting or using this to fulfill a tiny little, it takes tiny little micro steps to confuse our history. And this is just another way. It doesn't have to be major things related to the Mandela effect, where you wake up one morning and you see that it says 20-some thousand casualties on the north side for Gettysburg, 20-some thousand casualties on the south side for Gettysburg. Anybody listening to me go, well, what's the problem? The problem is they're defining casualties as deserters, dead and injured. Deserters, dead and injured. When you look at the numbers, it's like, oh, the North lost, I don't remember what it is, and I'm not looking at it now, but it's like, I don't know, 4,500 soldiers dead? That's not what I remember regarding Gettysburg. That, to me, that is a Mandela effect. To me, that is a change. I grew up knowing or remembering the conversation playing out many times, 20-some thousand dead on both sides. We've gone over that in the past. That's probably worth looking at again. But that's a major, if people that relate that to Mandela effect, if you don't like the topic of Mandela effect, relate that to a fluid reality, some kind of quantum change, there's all sorts of those things going on in our effed up reality. Then you have just these little pecking away at what you thought history was. Just takes little, just like adding a little tiny grain of sand to a glass of water. It's so slow. Like it'll never overflow that water. And then one day you look and it's kind of overflowing. It's just so patient. The reality working through its minions. That's why when people get all panicked as to what's happening now and they're going to turn the food off, I go, this is ridiculous. They don't work that way. They work over thousands of years, if not hundreds. They don't work that way. Just kill us all off. I mean, no, they didn't do business at a snail's progression for a long, 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 long time, like thousands of years, just to have, you know, everybody like starving in the streets next week. That's just not the way they do business. So you have this confusion where it's not just good enough to have add Greedo shooting first. Now there's three different versions. So while the fans debate who shot first, why is the minion even writing it this way? And this person that wrote this isn't in on anything. That's the incredible genius of how this reality operates. Why would fans debate who shot first? I could just whip out a VCR tape from 1979 when they, or 1982 when they came out. Star Wars might have come out in the early 80s, and you could get one on VCR if you were lucky. I don't know. Wasn't typically sold in the mall, I know, till much later. But say, well, there's nothing to argue. Here you go. Here's the original movie. What do you mean argue who shot first? What does that even mean? Here's the original movie. Greedo doesn't get off a shot. It's crystal clear. It's not Dolly's braces. So while fans debate, see how it's worded? Like, what is that? Confusion with nobody in on it. That's what's so evil genius about this system we live in. And this is a tiny little micro example. It's nothing, I know. But Lucas then will support it, is quoted as saying, he'll support the confusion. To me, George Lucas says, to me, the original movie doesn't really exist anymore. I'm sorry you saw half a completed film and fell in love with it, but I want it to be the way I want it to be. I mean, there's so much going on just in that quote. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. So, no, is that really George Lucas saying that because he really believes that? No. The minion levels at all levels, real high levels like Henry Kissinger, middle levels like George Lucas, lower levels like news anchors, they all follow the wishes of the master reality, not Nilk, without even being in on it most of the time. But at George Lucas level, he certainly probably is in on it. He has been invited to the back room for crimpets or however this reality works. So he's not, there's, if in any real world, again, we have this, let me back up. We have this theme again that plays out with Star Wars over the last 10 years, where everybody involved in Star Wars is just out to piss off their fans. I mean, it just happens over and over again. Rian Johnson, Kathleen Kennedy, they just constantly disparage the fans, say the fans don't understand Star Wars. We do. I mean, look at this. So George Lucas will play along too. Maybe there's some sort of cybernetic they're not us. They're not the, maybe it's, I was going to, I can't, sometimes I say things and then I go to another thought and I can't do that. I have to be better at that. Maybe there's some sort of cybernetic organism at the minion level or something that inhabits an avatar just the same way you're in your body, but they're different. I mean, and I don't even mean to say like we need to ponder that. The minion level is different than us. No doubt about it. They are different. Whatever's animating your avatar is not what animates their avatar. And they all do the bidding of the master reality. So here's George Lucas. Every he's played his role along the way, and here it is again, just saying, basically just saying, you know, whatever you fell in love with, that's not right. I want it to be the way I want it to be. Nobody would ever do this if the world were real. But these minions just play roles for the master reality, so it's not real. But it's the same theme with Star Wars over and over again. So I thought this was interesting. Let's just go down to the comments here. This younger person here, I don't know, younger to me, he's like maybe he's 30. That's young to me. I don't think I ever saw the original version as I was 7 when the special edition came out. So I only ever saw Greedo shooting first. The scene always jarred me, though, because the unnatural movement hand's head made to dodge Greedo's shot. Yeah, see, one of the things that I've talked about in the past, whenever they put these little things into Star Wars, most of them detract from the movie. That's just more proof that there is a long 30, 40-year goal to actually reduce the greatest trilogy in movie history, reduce it down to nothing, to degrade it down to nothing. It's an analogy or metaphor for what it's trying to do to human beings, degrade it down to nothing. Put it up and then degrade it down. And I mean, even this person is like complaining that it was looked unnatural. He dodged, you know, a Greedo's bullet. But what's interesting here and why I'm talking about it is this is a younger generation coming up, and he's saying, I never even saw the original. So he understands that Han shot first in the original by reading this blog or stumbling upon it. But how many of these Benjamin Cooks exist where they never saw the original? And to them, Greedo always shot first. See, that's just a rewriting of history. Well, Matt, it's trivial. It's just a movie. I know, but that's just a little tiny microcosm of how the reality resets all of history. The mud flood researchers would totally agree with me. The orphan train researchers would agree with me. The people that say, just, you know, that it's hard for us to understand, but they would propose just 150 or 200 years ago, we have a completely different history. And it's completely gone now because it's this Benjamin Cook, that's the guy's name here, philosophy, that you once you just get the new generation to come along that doesn't ever know about the old history, they sink them to the new history that Guido shot first, then Han never shot first to this guy and to all future generations. That history is gone. And I know it's trivial, but it's a great microcosm of how this reality does business. And then even if they research it, somebody that age, what do they get? Why do people say Han shot first? And if they don't look into it, they're like, well, there's a lot of confusion around who shot first. No, there isn't. And the movie is crystal clear. If you remember, Han just shoots. There's nothing that Greedo doesn't do anything but grab his you know what. I mean, that's the this. It's a little tiny microcosm here of how the reality does business. Dan Urquhart says, I think there are two main reasons why fans disagree with the change of who shot first. What? There are two main reasons why fans disagree. Well, I guess he's saying they don't like it. As the writer stated, it does diminish Han Solo's character a bit. Having Han Solo shoot first, blah, 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 there's nothing here. Second, this quote is a bit telling. Quote, to me, the original movie doesn't really exist anymore. This is from Lucas. I'm sorry you saw a half-completed film and fell in love with it. But I want it to be the way I want it to be. Fans, and then he continues to write, fans just got sick and tired of George Lucas monkeying around with the movie and changing things. I mean, it's the same script with Star Wars. And this guy is just pointing out all the complaints that the fans have and people like Nerd Roddick have. And it's just constant monkeying around from George Lucas right to Disney, Kathleen Kennedy, monkeying around, degrading it, changing it. And nobody except you and me and a few people will just say, well, it's on purpose. Of course it's on purpose. There's no question. It's Disney. I mean, I've said this before and everybody, well, I think everybody listening that's a subscriber here will agree. But for anybody new, I just want you to know, it's not a 99% chance that Disney that owns the Star Wars franchise is trying to destroy the movies, trying to make you not like Star Wars, okay? Or there is one little twist on that I need to talk about. But it's not a 99% chance they're trying to destroy at least the originals. It's 100%, okay? They're trying to destroy the original message, all right? That's 100%. But they don't want to make no money from it. They're trying to evolve it into this mindless, useless crap, like the Mandalorian that has a little Yoda baby, that just most of the masses will watch. The mindless masses will watch the new mindless version of Star Wars. There's a metamorphosis of Star Wars from something that seemed like it had a true message that carried. You watch it, your inner knowing resonates. There's a message here that transcends whatever. It's a big meaning, okay? And it's being degraded and morphed into just mindless crap that many of the masses are so gone that they will identify with that. It's almost like a little microcosm of reality itself. What was Star Wars is a microcosm of reality itself. What was true, real, message, deep meaning, you know, hero, heroine, discovering yourself, the force inside you. That is then the reality needs to degrade it and destroy it and present something faux in its place, something that has no soul, something that has no way to move real humans like you and me, just a mindless crap. But that mindless crap is still somewhat appealing to the mindless people that have. So the level of degradation in Star Wars probably matches the level of degradation to the masses. We stay anchored. People listening to the, to this. Oh, a phone call again. Hold on. I'm not getting it, of course. A phone call. We stay anchored somehow. We have been immune to the tactics and the tricks. And I don't know, how, you know, what's the reason for that? I don't know. And it's not, you know, I used to look for it in, with trivial examples like, well, I don't have a smartphone and maybe that's it. That's not it. Many of you have a smartphone. When I got a little smart TV 3 years ago, so that the flicker rate, that didn't affect me at all. It's not that. I think it's not like little trivial things as to why we are. It's who we are. What actually animates this avatar for us is different. And I know that really bothers a lot of people saying, no, we all have the same ability, Matt. Everybody in the world has the same ability to, you know, to rise above and to, and, you know, this NPC idea is really degrading. You know, these people are following along with the mainstream media and they are degrading themselves. But, by you, Matt, and your Truth community calling them NPCs, you're actually kind of casting a spell on them and actually further degrading them when they weren't actually NPCs. You're hammering the last nail in the coffin on them, and I am wary of that now. That the system and the reality can only degrade what was once a real human being only to a certain level, and maybe we are needed. We can wield the hammer that will drive the last nail in the coffin for the reality itself to degrade the masses. So this gets back to when I talked about don't curse people. Say, oh, all these people around me are mindless, soulless NPCs. And then the reality says, look, that real person who really has a strong light, they just cursed everybody around them and declared everybody around them an NPC. So then that was the final spell we needed. That's the reality saying that. So I'm a little wary of just calling everybody NPC all the time. Will I say that I can clearly see that the reality's goal is to degrade constantly, to remove pieces of people, to get people to separate themselves into different pieces, and I mean to anything, any light that's real, to kind of squash it down to nothing? Is that the reality's goal? It does seem that way. It does seem that way. But you wonder if they accomplish their goal, you know, then what's left for them to feed on in terms of energy and loosh and things like that? I don't know. Enough said on this. I was going to do some other topics, but this kind of got long, so I guess I'll just post this, and maybe I'll do another one later. If not, it'll be tomorrow, Sunday. Thanks, guys.